Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to the I Love You So Much podcast with me, Kenzie Elizabeth, and my producer, Taylor.
The post-birthday wrap-up album. Or not wrap album, episode.
I like the album.
I know, seriously. I don't know. I'm surprised that came to my mind when I said that.
Yes, guys. I am now 22. This is my first episode as a 22-year-old.
So what did you end up doing for your birthday?
So my friends threw me a little surprise party, which was super cute. Well, let me give you the full day rundown. There's a vlog on my YouTube channel as well. Went to Hot Pilates, obviously, with a bunch of my friends in the morning. Remy and Taylor were there. They brought me all these flowers, my favorite chocolates. It was cute. Then we went and got smoothies at Earth Bar. Then I went home, got ready. Quentin and I went to like the Palisades in Malibu. I went to Dry Bar. We got coffee with Morgan. And then we went home and I thought we were gonna like watch a movie or just chill or whatever. And then a bunch of my like closest friends were at my house and they surprised me with Susie Cakes cake, the celebration cake, and my dad had sent the red velvet one. The best cakes ever. If you guys are in LA, you gotta get Susie Cakes. So good. And then we had a little surprise birthday little thing. It was super cute and fun.
So did anybody actually surprise you other than the friend part?
So like I knew that they were doing something. I knew they're up to something, right? But that was really it. I didn't know like the specifics. I just knew that something was happening because they were just kind of acting weird.
I guess that's normal. But I want to say most of the stuff that you just said is what you predicted in the episode we recorded before your birthday.
Yeah. I just didn't like know. And also I'm someone who, I wouldn't say I'm a floater, but I guess I kind of am. Like I have a lot of really close friends who aren't really friends with each other. I also have like my solid friend group, but a lot of friends who were just in like different circles or whatever. And they all came together and did this. And I don't even like some of them didn't even know each other before. So it was really cute. Apparently that had this whole like surprise birthday group text and it was really cute. And it was just like very thoughtful and fun. And I'm a pretty like chill person. I'm kind of like a homebody. I really would like prefer just hanging out at my house with my friends. And so it was like really ideal for me. It's exactly what I would have wanted. Like if I would have done it myself. And also it's so nice to have to plan, not have to plan things yourself. I was like really for that.
I wonder how many people actually plan stuff for their own birthday. I did 2 years ago plan. I planned a Vegas trip for my birthday, but that's because there was an event out there. It was like a concert and
yeah.
I had to kind of get like kind of tell people about it and all that. So then it worked out, but still that's the extent that I've ever, the most I've ever done really to try to initiate anything for my birthday.
Yeah. And it's just like a whole thing. It's a whole ordeal, whatever. I'm kind of like, it was a really good birthday. Honestly, my best birthday yet, but I was just like, it's just nice to not have to plan. Also, Taylor, have you heard about any of the Free Britney stuff that's going on?
No, I have not, but please, I'm interested now. So tell me.
So I was with TK Taylor this weekend. We had a pool day, girls' day. It was fun. And I don't know why we got on the topic of Britney Spears and her Instagram. It's just like something is up, right? Taylor happens to know all of this tea. And then she had me listen to this like hour-long podcast about it. And of course, I listened to it this morning. It's crazy, Taylor. Something is seriously wrong and someone needs to help her. Her dad is her conservator and has been since like 2007 or whatever, she shaved her head. If you guys don't know what a conservatory is, I could be getting this a little bit off, but from my understanding, if you're in a coma and you can't really do anything for yourself, like, you'll have a conservator, and it's someone who essentially, like, owns you, and they can make all of your, like, legal decisions for you, right? So people, like, who have a coma or in a coma or whatever will do that. So Britney's dad and then this other guy, they were both her conservators. Britney's dad is of her estate and of her, and then the other guy was of her estate. He was taking an income of, like, he just got a raise of, like, $500,000, but he abruptly left, like, earlier this year. I don't know, it's super odd, but they completely control her. They control all interviews, like, everything. Like, and then Iggy Azalea, there was an interview with her, and she accidentally, like, outed that Britney went over for lunch one day, and before Britney even came over, an entire team of people went and, like, swept through her whole house, and it's just, like, it's this whole really crazy thing, and I really think her dad is just, like, I think that she's just, like, basically essentially being held captive is what my guess is.
I think that's somewhat common in younger actors and actresses. Yeah. I know she's not young, but in general, I think that whenever you give someone power or something, I think a lot of people end up in some sort of situation where the person with all the power has, you know, I don't want to say abuse their power, but to some extent, yeah, abuse something.
Yeah, no, I put in the secret Facebook group today, I said, does anyone know about Free Britney? We have to help her. I literally listened to an entire podcast. I'll link it in the secret Facebook group if you guys are interested. It's actually really good. And I'm not into, like, pop culture gossipy things ever, but this is almost like a case, right? And I wouldn't say this podcast is, like, gossipy at all. It's just, like, honestly really interesting. And there's a voicemail from a paralegal who used to work with them or whatever, and he, like, explained a bunch of stuff, and it's just really crazy and very interesting, and the poor girl. But also, I have an announcement to make. I have found my new favorite drink. So this summer I've been very into matcha and my nitro lattes, as we know, but I now am obsessed with as of this morning, I had my first one. Well, actually, I think I've had one before, but it just didn't taste as good. The matcha nitro latte from Cha Cha Matcha. Oh my gosh. It was the best drink I've ever had, Taylor.
I don't know much about matcha. There was one that I tried once. It was in powdered form and I was grossed out. So I haven't gone down that path again.
No, I hated matcha for a very long time. And some of it definitely does taste like grass. Like, a lot of my friends won't drink it. But Cha Cha Matcha is very good, and I'm really into that. And I do feel like now it helps with energy a lot more for me. I feel like with coffee, I crash, and with matcha, I have, like, energy throughout the day.
So with matcha, you soar. Coffee, you crash. Matcha, you soar.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happens. It's amazing. Guys, guess what? I'm actually, as you guys are listening to this, I'm in Texas, and then this weekend, I'm going to Boston to visit Molly, my best friend, old roommate. She's also on YouTube. You guys have been watching me forever. You guys know Molly literally was on all of my stuff for forever. So I'm very excited to be in Boston this weekend. And you guys should follow my Instagram to keep up. And I'll be vlogging. No worries. I'll be documenting both of my trips. And it'll be a very incredible time. But today's episode, it's an exciting one. A lot of you guys have been requesting like episode on money and finances and budgeting and whatever. And I am not a pro at this. In fact, I'm just not even good at it. I'm 21. I'm in the process of learning more. I want to be very financially, like, responsible and actually know what I'm talking about. And I wouldn't say that I'm there yet, but I'm working on it. And I'm reading some books and I'm learning. But we have Mel on. I know her through Zoe. She actually came and did a workshop in my program, and that's when I got this idea. And she was super helpful and actually went through and, like, how to make budgets for ourselves. And it was really, really helpful. So this episode is basically, like, the start to financial responsibility for dummies, basically money for dummies, because I'm just asking her a bunch of questions and she's explaining things. She's literally the nicest, like, cutest person. She also has an Instagram. I believe it's called Mel Talks Money. I'm going to have it in the show notes, so check it out. And her Instagram is very, very informative. It is a great follow, guys. Every single post of hers just adds so much value. Like, her Instagram is one of those Instagrams that I actually read every single caption, and I, like, watch all of her stories, and I learn so much from it. So if you guys are trying to get a hold on money, budgeting, get ahead, definitely follow her Instagram. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy this episode. So without further ado, let's get into it. Also, if you guys haven't joined the Facebook group, you guys need to, and it'll be in the show notes down below. Okay, let's get started. Hey.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming on. Are you excited?
Very excited, a little nervous.
I was telling them before, I was like, I forget people get nervous, or like, this is like something that's like kind of overwhelming for people.
Yeah,
like,
this isn't second nature for me.
It's just not, well, it's also just not a normal thing to do. Like, yeah. People don't record themselves all the time, you know?
Yeah, and then I have my husband right next to me. He was like staring at me, so that's a little nervous too.
He's gonna be like, edit this.
I know, right? Snapping his fingers.
Okay, do you wanna give a little 1 minute bio on yourself?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Melissa Perez. I'm currently married. In June will be 2 years, and we live here in Los Angeles. Moved about 2 years ago, originally from Washington State. Well, born in San Diego, raised in Washington State, but we've always visited Los Angeles and loved Los Angeles. So before we got married, we decided to move out here, and so now we have a life here. Currently have no kids, but I do have a dog, and his name is Marlo.
Wait, and what kind of dog?
We adopted him at PetSmart, okay. And according to them, he's a golden doodle.
Oh my gosh.
Golden retriever and a poodle.
I have one at home. They're amazing.
But he's like really tiny. To me, he's small. To Hector, he's like medium size. But for me, he's a small dog.
And now you live here. And yes. What do you do?
I currently work at the bank. Been working there for 6 years now. And yeah, going to church, living life out here, trying to eat as much food as I can, visit a lot of restaurants. That's why we love Los Angeles, because there's so many restaurants out here.
Yeah, you haven't been to Zinc, right?
Like, no.
Okay, so it's literally across the street. Mm. It is so good. You have to get the chicken label. I mean, it's like healthy, but it's still really good. Like, even without it being healthy.
I would go, but I'm currently doing the keto diet, which I'm limited as far as like where I can eat. So
I'm very familiar with the keto diet. Everyone, this is a big, we know each other from Zoe.
Yeah.
This is how we know each other. But everyone there is like really on the keto, including both my directors were on it. Well, one of them we think is like halfway on it, and we don't really trust if he's actually, you know,
yeah, we know. Yeah.
But, you know, there's other people too. So, okay, let's do a little bit of hot seat. So we're just going to do 3 quick questions. So the first one, this is my favorite one to ask. Normally, I don't repeat hot seat questions, but like I am because this is my favorite one. And it's like kind of selfish for me because I'm like, I want to buy it. I really like buying like random things that make your life better.
Yeah, you're talking to the financial lady here. Buying things, how exciting.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, here we go. So this is the issue number one. I'm like, issue number one. Okay, what is your best purchase under $100 in the past 6 months?
Well, recently we went to, we went to church on Sunday and we had like a big break in between. So we went to the mall to waste some time.
Which mall?
We went to the Valley, and so we were at the Westfield Mall there. Yeah. And we went to Aldo because they were having a sale, and I got heeled booties, cool. Very pointy, very cute, leather. They were on sale, so I think it was only like $50.
Love that. Yeah. I love Aldo. I used to get a lot of shoes from them.
Yeah, same. Yeah. But typically with shoes, like if it's like $50, I feel like that's a great deal.
No, that is a really good deal.
And especially from Aldo, because I feel like their prices keep going up and they're trying to do sales and whatnot.
And it's like Steve Madden kind of prices now. Yes. I feel like they used to be cheaper than
Steve Madden used to be super cheap. I used to go all the time, but now I'm like, nope, not even gonna go in there.
The thing with Steve Madden though is I feel like they've made, I don't even know what the term is called, but like Boohoo, a lot of online stores do it where they price their stuff higher, but they constantly have sales.
Yes.
So it makes you think that you're saving money, but like they are constantly
still a high
have
price.
Sales.
Yeah, exactly.
Like this necklace is from the M Jewelers, and actually these rings, like pretty much all my jewelry are from them. And it's like pricier, but they literally are 40% off every single day. Like all the time, and then they'll send you emails, and I'm like, I finally realized. I am like, no, I am not.
They're tricking you.
Yeah, they tricked me because I bought these really quickly because they were like, oh my gosh, you only have 6 more hours. And I was like, well, I can buy them now. 40% off. Like, this will never happen again. And it's literally been on that was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. Okay, number 2. I actually don't know if you're like a movie crier, so this is probably, I don't know, last movie to make you cry. I couldn't even tell you mine, honestly.
I personally don't like crying. Like, I hold back tears and it like hurts my throat.
And then you'll get like a headache.
Yes.
Same.
Yeah. We used to have the movie pass, and we used to go to movies all the
RIP
time.
RIP movie pass.
Yes, exactly. So now we like go here and there. I honestly do not remember the last movie that made me cry. Like, if like a dog died, that's probably the one movie that made me cry.
The way that I answer this always, I'm like, Marley and Me? I don't know. Like,
oh, probably. Oh, yes. Okay, Marley. Actually, The most recent, like, sad one, but it turned out to be, like, a happy one. It was Life Itself. Like, that one kind of, like, tripped me out with emotions. But not movie, but TV show.
Okay.
This Is Us. Like, guess
oh
me every
Thank you.
Episode.
Yes.
Like,
yes. Oh, my gosh. I was hoping.
The moment it starts, I'm crying. I'm like, oh, my God, it's starting.
As soon as you said this isn't a movie, I was hoping it was going to be This Is Us. We, in the episode that I recorded with Ryan and Quentin, like, was talking about This Is Us. My mom had been trying to get me to watch that show for 4 months. Or not 4 months. Like, 3 years. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where 4 months came from. Years, whatever. Anyways, and then finally, like, enough friends had told me I needed to watch it. And then I just watched all 3 seasons. So, and, like, I don't watch Netflix. I don't do any of that. I'm, like, so, like, I'm not that fun. I just like working in, working out, and like, I'll go see my friends. Like, I don't ever, like, I mean, I like rest when I need to rest, but I never watch Netflix, whatever. So my point is, to get me to watch a series is saying something.
Yeah.
That is the best series. I also don't follow, like, I literally have unfollowed half of everyone. I want to follow 20 people on Instagram, and I follow the entire cast, and that's saying something. Like, I'm obsessed with them.
It is so good. And every time it gets me crying, like,
so
legit
good.
Tears are coming out. That's the one show that I will not hold back. I'm like, let it out.
Because
I just feel like
do.
The emotions come out with that TV show.
Ugh,
emotions you didn't even know you had. Like, it's so weird.
Literally. And it's also, I'm like, dang, like, it's almost a little bit too real sometimes.
Yes, very real.
And then you're, like, dealing with your, like, childhood traumas, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I thought this was literally 15 years ago.
Literally.
Like, it's so good. Also, a movie that I just thought about randomly. I'm, like, answering my own questions. The I Can Only Imagine movie. Did you see that?
No.
Okay, so I wasn't gonna see it. Like, I don't know why I happened to, like, watch it with my mom. I think maybe she was in LA or I don't know what it was. It was just a really random. I, like, also, side note, kind of like watching bad movies. Not this movie was actually really good. I was impressed. But, like, I like watching bad movies for some reason. I don't know what it is. But yeah, I don't know why we started watching this. It was actually very good. And, like, typically movies like that, I'm like, I don't know about that
it's
one.
It's usually the same storyline.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like,
but no, this movie, like, I had, like, a lump in my throat because I was trying so hard not to cry. I had to stop the movie. I couldn't finish it. I finished it later, but, like, I was like, I'm not going to cry right now. Like, it was, I don't know what was up.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just, like, literally just bringing stuff up. I don't know, but it was really good and that made me cry. So that's probably it. Okay. Anyways, do you want to tell them a little bit about, like, your Instagram and, like, financial background and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. So I recently, actually the beginning of the year, I started an Instagram page called Melissa Talks Money.
I love the username. So catchy. It's really great. It really is.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And the branding, it all looks great.
It took me a while to, like, figure out, okay,
what? Hector's pointing at himself. Did you figure, is that you?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all my husband. All the posts. Well, I did the writing. He did, like, the pictures and the posts.
It looks really good.
I'm not creative at all, so I can't do that. But I started that page because, like, I work at the bank and I've seen, like, a lot of people struggling with money from different ages, different times. Like, it's just, and I just feel like it's something that's not really talked about. And so, and I just learned from experience and from work. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to lay it all out. If anybody wants to follow and learn, but anybody needs help, like, I am here. Like, I'm fully 100% like committed to helping anybody that, like, wants it, because I just feel like finances is a big part in everybody's life. Like, everybody works, everybody makes money. Like, it's just something that everybody is dealing with. And unfortunately, like, that's not something that is taught in school, or, like, parents don't even know how to manage their own money, so they can't pass that on to their kids. So it's just like a vicious cycle. So yeah, I just decided one day, I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do it, whatever, who cares what people think. And yeah, so that's why I started that page. And I mean, it's going good so far. I definitely would love more people as far as helping more people. That I feel like people, like, hold off and, like, seeking help. So I'm trying to make it more, like, casual, like, ease, like, it's not a big deal, like,
that's upsetting. It's really helpful. You guys should follow it. I'll have it in the show notes, but it's really helpful. I was telling her before too, I was like, literally, you just don't learn it in school. You don't know anything. I was in, like, a really unique position because I started all this young. So I was like, I started making, like, probably real money at, like, 16, 17. When did I start this? I was 16. So 17. And that was, like, 4 years ago now. And I'm like, luckily I do listen to, like, what my dad says. So, like, I have been able to not, like, screw up or whatever. I mean, no. I've definitely screwed up. I have been able to not, like, be a complete idiot. But, like, no one teaches you this at all. It's crazy.
No.
I was like, the extent of my knowledge is literally you and then Andrew March is, like, another guy at Zoe.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And they both did workshops at our school, which is, like, really helpful. So, actually, I take it back. Every other school doesn't teach you this stuff.
Exactly.
But my perfect school, Zoe Leadership College, Nate, I hope you're listening to this, and Sarah, I'm like, obviously teaches it.
Yes.
The best school in the world. But, yeah, I just wanted to do, like, a millennials and money episode because I feel like no one knows anything. I know nothing. dating, I feel like I know a little bit more than the average 21-year-old because I have to pay taxes myself. I don't get like the tax returns and all that.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen. Very unfortunate. It's not ideal at all. Yeah. So I know like a little bit more, but like I had to hire people to do all that.
Yeah.
So like I really don't know anything, basically, is what we're getting at. And when I started this year, I really, all of a sudden, very odd, I feel like I just became very domestic and I wanted to like learn how to cook, which mm-hmm. I already knew, but like more recipes than like the three that I knew, and more about finances. And before, finances just like overwhelmed me. Like yeah. I was like, this is so much, like it's so confusing. I don't even know where to start.
Exactly.
It's just overwhelming. And for some reason, I had a real change of heart and I wanted to learn. And then I was like reading more and stuff or whatever. So
I feel like it's overwhelming when you don't know, like things that you don't know, like you're just like, you try to stay away from it because you don't know the details about it. But like once you like dig in, like you, it calms you down and be like, you know what? This is actually not too bad. I can do this. Like
it's
I can
really
learn
not.
More. Yeah.
And I'm like really into like routines and habits and like, I'm like, especially now, I say this all the time, but it's like, I'm 21. I'm also in a program that's like all about, I mean, like building the church and like your talents and whatever, but like basically like developing you as a leader. So I'm like really taking, I mean, I'm going to do this hopefully for the rest of my life, but like really taking advantage of like just trying to be the best and like learn the most.
Exactly.
So I'm really glad you're here because I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And I asked a lot of questions in the secret Facebook group that you guys need to be a part of because it's the best thing ever. Everyone go, it's in the show notes. You have to be accepted. But I accept everyone, little secret. But I have had to take people out of the group for being haters.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But it was like weird guys like that were like, no, not
trolls,
fun.
Trolls, it's fine. Kick them out.
Trolls, exactly. I was like, you are kicked out. So, basically I asked a lot of you guys what you guys wanted to know because I didn't want to be like selfish and only ask what I wanted to know. So like a lot of the questions are not from me. But this is basically like finances for dummies, like the very, very bare minimum, which I feel like is the majority of America. Okay, guys, really quickly, I just wanted to talk to you guys about Native. So I am very happy to say that I have found a safe deodorant that actually works. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard about how a lot of deodorants are just really unsafe. It's aluminum, parabens, like a bunch of just bad ingredients in deodorants. So I've been trying a lot more like safe, simple, like cleaner deodorants. And the issue is that they just don't really work. And it's very hard for me to find one that has worked, especially with how much I work out and just whatever. But I'm here to say that Native actually works. This is my go-to everyday deodorant. It is amazing. It's formulated without aluminum and parabens. It's filled with ingredients found in nature, such as coconut oil, shea butter, tapioca starch. It's made in the USA with ingredients that are thoughtfully sourced from around the world. No animal testing and free shipping and returns. So you really can't lose by just trying it. There are also over 7,000 five-star reviews from the customers. Guys, I'm telling you, this stuff actually works. Like I love Native. It's my everyday go-to deodorant. As you guys have probably seen, aluminum may be linked to some serious health ramifications, including breast cancer and Alzheimer's. It's really actually kind of scary because this is just something that we've been used every single day. So although Native is priced at a slight premium when compared to other deodorants, it's safe and effective, which is so worth it. There's also something for everyone. Native comes in a wide variety of scents for men and women. Plus, they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. Some of the scents are coconut and vanilla, which is the most popular one. I actually use that one. Lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. So it is no risk to try. They offer free returns and exchanges in the US. Subscribe and save 17%. Save $2 per stick and have Native conveniently delivered to your door every 1, 2, 3, or 4 months, which is amazing because I am constantly running out of things and then constantly forgetting to pick them up, and it's super annoying. So I love that Native is just delivered straight to your door. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code ILOVEYOU during checkout. That is nativedeodorant.com, and the promo code is ILOVEYOU during checkout. Definitely check it out. All right, guys, let's get back to the episode. What are the biggest issues you've seen with people like running into finances?
Honestly, like not knowing where they're spending their money on. Like
people
get their money and then just spend it and not like split it up or know where it should go. And then that's where they run into their problem, or they're like, oh, I don't have money for this and this. When at the end of the day, you actually did have it, but you ended up spending it elsewhere. And so it's just like, if you were just honestly just write everything down and see where all your expenses go, it would be so easier on you to be able to be like, you know what? I can't get that because this needs to go here.
I feel like I'm actually, I said that's me, but then I thought about it and that's actually not me. I actually do split up my stuff. Okay. Like I have different like accounts and like folders or whatever. Yeah. And then I do. So I guess I do that.
Yeah.
So that's
it's good. It's surprising because a lot of people don't know that you can have multiple accounts.
Oh yeah.
Like, I have a lot of customers come in like, can I have another checking account? Can I have another savings? And I'm like, you can have as many as you want. Yeah. Like go for it. Yeah.
I think I have like six.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think about it. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, because it's not about like the amount that's in the account, but the fact that you know, okay, that money's for this.
Yeah. Like I have them like for like specific things.
Exactly.
So I guess it is kind of like, you know, when people, I mean, it's not, but you know, when people do the like envelope, did you do that?
I did the envelope when I was younger.
So it's like,
it's that, just like that. Exactly.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. It's just not as like strict and probably not as helpful, but like it is kind of in that way.
Yeah.
Okay, what are, like, smart things to spend money on in your 20s?
Oh, God.
Nothing.
In your 20s. Honestly, like, it's just me because I am super strict with money. Like, I've always been that way. Like, but fun things to spend with money. Well, for me, personally, like, food. Like I said, I live in Los Angeles, so I just love trying new things. So, and then you can go with, like, friends and stuff. So it's just, like, a good time to spend with others and experience, like, new foods. But for other like millennials, I guess they like shopping. So I don't know, getting the newest trend as far as like spending, I would think those two things, either food or like.
That's what everyone says. They're like, I normally, especially in high school, they're like, I spent all my money on food and gas. That's like it. That's my friends and I are like doing all this like fitness stuff. But we were talking and I was like, the things that I know also like, my situation's like a little bit different because like I shop, but I need to show like my whole thing. It's like a lifestyle brand.
Exactly.
So it's not that even that it's a write-off. It's like I actually make money off of that stuff.
Yeah.
I like make commission or I like it's part of the overall thing. I actually don't shop. I don't shop nearly as much as like the majority of my friends who actually don't make money, which funny.
Yeah.
But a lot of my stuff I get sent. So like that would probably be it. But even then, I'm really not like a huge shopper. I will invest in things. Like if it's like I don't want a bunch of random clothes. Like I would rather have something that I really like that I'm gonna get a lot of use out of. But even then it's like Aritzia. It's not like it's like, you know, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, like we were talking about that. Oh, and also for me now, especially this summer, it's like fitness is like such a big thing with me and like health. So I'm like,
fitness has grown, like different types of fitness, not just going to the gym, but going to like yoga.
Yeah, it's like hot Pilates and all that
boxing stuff.
Yes, I love boxing.
Yeah.
I'm like always down to work out literally 5 times a day. I worked out at like 7 today and it was incredible. But I'm like, I know like the things, my situation is also different. I'm just not like a college kid, but it's like, I know the things that I like, am willing to spend the money on that I also like kind of need to like work wise.
Correct.
But okay, what is an investment, or like I guess it doesn't have to be investment, but like a purchase that you regret?
A purchase that I regret?
Yeah. Have you even made one that you regret? I feel like you wouldn't.
Oh God, you really got me there. I really like, even if it's like $10, I'm like, nah, I don't need it. Like that's how like strict I am. But honestly, the only thing that I would regret is something that I think I need and will use and then not end up using it at all. Like just seeing there, like it like not frustrates me, but it's just like, man, I shouldn't have got it. I knew I should have not gotten that.
Yeah.
But it's usually something that I don't ever use, that not even once.
Something too that I have done just kind of throughout my life is I like designer stuff and I'll very, very rarely buy it for like a very big occasion. Mm-hmm. Like it has to be, and it's honest, it's not like, I don't know, it just depends. But if I find myself wearing something that's similar to like, even like my shoes are like, they're Yeezys and they're also only like, these were only like $350 as opposed to like the really expensive ones.
Yeah.
But I was wearing shoes that I had that were so similar to it every day. And I was like, and that was like 6 months. So at that point, I was like, I know that I'm going to get the use out of it.
Yeah.
So I'll just actually buy it. Or like bags, if I have a bag that's really similar. Like that's pretty much the only thing I'll invest in is like a bag or something like that, which is not like the smartest investment, I understand. But like, it's like my thing that I love. So it's like, I'll buy things after if I use something like very similar to it for a very long time. So that's at least smarter, right?
I have no problem in like buying things, like especially if it's a little bit on the expensive side, if you take full use of it. Like if I see it like in the closet, not used, like that's where it's like, really, why
what's
did you
point?
Get that in the first place? Yeah, but if you're using it like every day or whatever, then I'm like, go for it because it'll last long. And then you're not ending up spending like $20 and like purses, like 100
all
of them
time.
All the time.
I honestly
you only
feel
have
like
one good one.
Sometimes if I try to get the cheaper thing, I think I end up spending more money sometimes.
Exactly.
So I'm like, I would rather just, and then if you were to like sell it or whatever, there's more return for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you define So these are like three things that people really wanted to have defined because they like still like don't really understand. Mm-hmm. So the first one is credit score.
Yeah. So credit score, it's pretty much your life score. Like it judges you. Like whenever you're going to apply for anything, people look at your credit score to see, okay, how good are you with money? The lower your credit score, the more it shows that you're not good with your money. The higher the credit score, it shows, okay, you know how to handle your money. Creditors like to see that because they're like, okay, if I'm going to give you my money, like I want to make sure I'm going to get it back.
Yeah.
So having a good credit score not only helps you like get either the auto or like the mortgage or whatever you're wanting to apply for, but it gives you a better interest rate. If they see that you have a higher score, then like, okay, we can trust you and you get benefits from that. The lower the score, the worse like the interest rate is on you. Yeah. So credit score for the USA is a big deal.
If someone, let's say, got a credit, like I held off on getting a credit card. Actually, no, I moved out when I was 17. So I couldn't even be on my lease. I was too young. So I was like, had a guarantor or whatever. And then I did end up getting a credit card, but like later just to build credit because like I live on my own. But I like didn't want one at all because I was like, I don't want to like mess up. So if someone, which I haven't, thank God. But if someone messes up, like how do you fix your credit?
You have to rebuild it. If you have that one credit card that you have, like start over, like use it wisely. You can use it and then just pay it off. Like having that payment history showing that like I know how to use the credit card and I'm able to pay it off. I'm not using more than I don't have. That helps you build credit. With credit, that has different factors. Like it has your credit history. It has your payment history. And so you have to look into those little details. A lot of like banks offer like credit score breakdowns to where you're able to see, okay, where do I need help on or why is your credit score so low?
Okay, cool. Yeah. So if you mess up your credit score, like there's still hope for you basically.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, what is a 401k?
A 401k is a retirement plan. A lot of employers offer it and then they just distribute the funds to whatever investments they have. You can choose or you can just let it be. But everybody wants a 401k. Everybody's going to retire. So everybody wants money after they retire, a monthly income. So I definitely, I mean, especially if you're an entrepreneur or if you have your own business, I definitely recommend going to like your bank or seeing if you can get like a retirement account. So that way you can build money up for the future.
How young should you do that?
Honestly, as soon as you get a job, like as soon as you get income, like why not start it? But if you have debt, I would definitely recommend paying that off before starting your starting your retirement account. And then after that, you can put money down for your retirement.
I saw something somewhere, so this could be wrong, and I like have nothing to back it up. But they were talking about the difference between when you start that at like 21 and 27 and how it's so crazy. Is that true? Like,
it is a very big difference. The longer it's in the account, the more interest it'll gain. So those 5 years can make a big difference. But at the end of the day, you have to like look at your financial status yourself before like you can compare anything like that.
Yeah, and see where you're at personally.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, what about the IRA, whatever, all that?
Yeah, so IRA stands for Individual Retirement Account, which is your retirement account. So you can open your own and put, like, if you have, like, a couple thousand that you want to do, or if you want to do it yearly or monthly, whatever, you can add that into your own account. Because, like I said, employers usually have their own, and it automatically deducts from your paycheck. But if you want to put more, then you can open one yourself.
Wait, so what's the difference between that and the 401k?
The 401k is usually from employers. And then the IRA is like you can open it separately for yourself and then add your finances that you want to add, like if you saved up for it.
Is either one better?
Well, usually with employers, they do a match. So I definitely recommend doing that and doing the max with them because then your employer will match what you add. But that would be the only plus side about the 401k.
Okay, there's also a lot of questions about investing. So like, I don't even really know what to ask. Like when should you start investing? But like, how do you invest? Like all of that basically.
Yeah. So honestly, like I said, worry about like what you have now. And if you have debt, like clear that up as soon as possible. And then you can start investing. I definitely recommend going to your bank or going to a new bank. You actually don't need to be a member in the bank to get advice as far as investing. I would speak with a financial advisor. Just let them know what your plans are. Because with everybody is different. Some people want kids. Some people don't. Some people want a home. Like their future is different. So that investors can plan out what you want and what you want to do with your money, I would definitely recommend going to see a financial advisor so that they can go ahead and be like, okay, this is the best plan for you.
So there's like websites I know that will do like help you with investments and stuff. Do you recommend any of those? Or like what are when it's a website versus a bank, like what is that?
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, it just depends on the person as far as if they know what they're doing, then definitely use the website. Why? If you know what you're doing, then go for it. But if you're someone that's like, okay, I have no idea where to start, then I definitely would want to seek advice from someone else and see what they have to say about that. Yeah, but usually it's like there's a couple of banks that have their own where you can just invest yourself, which you can. I mean, you don't have to put like a whole bunch of money on it, just like, you know, a couple bucks and then see how it goes. Yeah.
All right, guys, really quickly, I just wanted to talk to you guys about Honey. If you guys don't know what that is, Honey is a free browser extension that scans the web for coupon codes and discounts while you shop online. It is the best thing ever. You save money by doing literally nothing. I talk about this in real life all the time. I was with some friends a few weeks ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, you guys need to get Honey. And half of them actually already had it on their computers, and they're like, oh my gosh, I love it. It's the best thing ever. And it really is. I use it all the time. I have it on my iMac and on my laptop, just so I'm any online shopping that I'm doing, I'm constantly aware and using Honey. It takes zero effort to install. You literally, it's just two clicks, and then you'll start saving money anytime you shop. So Honey automatically applies the biggest savings to your cart at checkout like magic. It works on over 20,000 sites like Amazon, Nordstrom, J.Crew, Nike, Best Buy, Target, Macy's, Gymshark, Ulta, like they have so many stores on there, guys. It's the best thing ever. Recently, I was out of literally every single product that I have, like every single product. You know, when you just get to like your vanity and you're trying to put on your makeup and you have literally nothing of your like holy grail products, and it's the worst thing ever. So I went online to Ulta because I don't even want to do in-person shopping anymore because I just know that I'm going to save money with Honey. And I repurchased all my serums, all my like eyebrow products, a new foundation, some CC creams, and I saved like $30 with Honey, which is the best thing ever. And again, guys, like I'm not looking for discounts. I'm not looking for sales. I'm just doing my normal shopping, not going out of my way to do anything, and I'm saving money with literally zero effort. It's the best thing ever. There's literally no reason to not use Honey. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer. It literally is just, it takes two clicks. That's it. And then you have Honey on your browser. It's the best thing ever. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/IOYSM. That's joinhoney.com/IOYSM. Honey, online savings simplified. Guys, seriously, Honey is one of my favorite things in the world. It's amazing. You guys will love it. It's two clicks and you save money. You guys have to go download it. All right, so let's get back to the episode. What about taxes? Like how, I don't even know taxes in the normal sense of like you work for another job, because like basically my taxes are not taken out of my paycheck.
Have to set it aside.
So I have to set it aside and then I have to pay it. But like, so can you talk about taxes from both ends, like the opposite and then also in my like perspective?
Yeah. So for someone who already has an employer that already automatically deducts the taxes for you through your paycheck, I mean, you can go in and edit it yourself, but that is already taken care of. A lot of people either get money back at the end of the year.
I would love that. I like, my friends are like, I got my tax return. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's because they pay too much in their taxes according to their tax bracket. So every year it will be different. Unfortunately, the more you make, the more taxes you pay. Yeah. But for you, you would definitely like have to see where your bracket is going to be for the year, how much you've made. And then you can be able to see, okay, this is how much I'm going to pay in taxes. So it definitely depends on the bracket, because I feel like every year it kind of changes a little bit. So again, I would definitely see, if you are out there with your own business, I would definitely seek advice as far as like, okay, I think this is how much I'm going to make this year. How much will I have to pay in taxes? So that way you can be able to start saving monthly for when that time comes and you're not like struggling like, oh crap, I have so much to pay on taxes and I didn't save up for it, or I didn't save enough for it.
Even not even like I had the amount in my account. It's more like having to write that check is painful. Yeah.
Well, the thing is like for me, like it's because I don't see it.
But, yeah,
I mean, I can tell my paycheck is low and I know where the breakdown is, but the fact that I don't see it, it's a little bit easier.
I wish that happened.
It sucks no matter what.
Yeah, it sucks. I just have, now I pay quarterly, so it's like better. And also I don't have to pay like a big lump sum.
Big chunk
like
at once.
It's so much easier.
Yeah.
But I wish more than anything, it was taken out. And I do have, like, one of my accounts is taxes.
Well,
so, like, it goes
you,
into
it's
that.
Like, the fact that you're doing this right now, you're paying quarterly, and that you're setting aside, a lot of people don't do that. Like, I have customers who are in trouble with IRS because they didn't do their taxes and they didn't pay their taxes.
Had my dad not told me that and been really in my face about it at a young age and was like, you have to be so careful because I don't want you to.
Yeah.
Like, and there was one year that I didn't. I don't think I realized that I had made that much more than the year before. And that was another thing. Like, I was in, like, when you're, like, an entrepreneur working for yourself or whatever, it's kind of confusing because you get, like, I don't get a check biweekly or monthly or whatever. It's, like, different checks from different people and different brands and stuff. And I wasn't the most organized. And I had a manager I really didn't like. So unorganized. Like, even, like, when I got my, like, 1099 last year, it was, like, wrong. Like, so unorganized. So I, like, it, totally my fault. I was just not, like, taking ownership and not being smart. And, like, now I have an Excel sheet. So, like, I know what's coming in. And, like, I have way better. Like, it's so much better. But there was one year where it was, like, so scary. I was at Coachella. And I got, like, how much. Or maybe I wasn't. Oh, yeah. I know, because that doesn't make sense, David. I don't know. I was on some, like, fun trip. I know that. And I got, like, the amount that I owed. And I was like, I hate
that
my
ruined
life.
Your trip.
But it, like, it was, like, I was a little bit stressed for a second. But it ended up, like, literally it was a miracle from God. I, like, had a check coming that I didn't realize I had coming in. Yeah. So, it, like, thank
it
God.
It balance it out.
Yeah, thank God. Literally, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, this is horrible. So, I learned from my biggest, that's definitely my biggest, like, financial mistake that I've made. And now I'm like, no. And I
want to
pay quarterly.
Which, honestly, it's so easy to make.
Yeah.
Because when you get that, like, check or whatever, you, like, you don't think about the taxes.
Exactly.
You don't think about, oh, wait.
And I
needed its part.
No, and I needed to, like, pay something else. Like, it was something that I just wasn't thinking about, that I didn't really need to do. Like, I thought I was getting ahead.
Yeah.
And I was ahead in other aspects, but I just, like, totally wasn't thinking when I did it. And then I was like, even now, like, I get paid, like, there's, like, random checks that come through on PayPal, and I'm like, I haven't even transferred that to my bank because I'm just going to pay it and, like, just do it.
Throw it to
taxes. Yeah. I haven't done, like, I'm not super ahead right now, but I'm like, I want to be very ahead. This is what I'm talking about. Routines, responsibility,
exactly.
Trying to get my life together. Oh, also, so for people who do taxes, like, should they, if you guys are listening and you are an influencer of any sort, actually, I will refer you to my accountant because they literally do, like, influencer taxes and stuff. And there's, like, certain write-offs that you can do and certain write-offs that you can't do. Like, you can't write off clothes. People think you can write off clothes just because you show them in a video. You can't. Like, there's just certain things. So anyways, if you're an influencer, I have someone to refer you to. But for people who I'm assuming are mostly people who just, like, have an employer, how do, like, should they do, like, TurboTax? Like, how does that... Is it just like...
Oh, God. Yeah. Hector and I actually do TurboTax because we don't have anything to, like, add to it. All we have is our W-2s. So it's, like, super easy. But honestly, it just depends on what you have on your plate. If you have more complicated things, then I definitely would want to go to a tax accountant. So that way they can be able to explain everything in the breakdown into what you can, like you were saying, write off and not. If you have super simple finances and just, like, a W-2, TurboTax, usually it's free. But it depends if you have to add other things, like if you're in school and this and that, you could probably charge, but it's most likely less expensive than going to, like, a location, like, not wanting to throw anybody out, but just a different location.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about, like, how much should someone be paying on rent? Like, isn't it like, I know a lot of the time when you have to get accepted somewhere, it's based off, like, obviously, like, credit score and stuff. And then I've seen buildings that are, like, you have to make three times the amount you'd pay.
Exactly.
So is that, like, the golden rule?
Yeah.
Okay.
But honestly, it depends on the person, because even if they can, if they make that income, but like I said, they have more debt, then I would definitely look something cheaper so that they can put more towards their debt so that they can become debt free and be able to pay that 3 times easily.
What about, like, buying or leasing a car?
For me, I've had my car. Well, I had my car since I was 16. Last year, we got in an accident. I had to get a new car.
Dang.
Like, I was, like, holding on to it for as much as possible. I hate having car payments. But for the car payment, I would definitely say something like, I don't know. I mean, honestly, everybody depends on what their finances are. If they can pay it off, like, get, like, something super cheap. I mean, at the end of the day, the car is going to take you from point A to point B.
Yeah.
I'm not very, like, lavish or anything like that. Like, I don't care about, like, brands. So that's just me. But if you can pay it off, save up for it and pay it off, then I definitely recommend doing that because that's one less monthly payment that you have.
Yeah. And I think for me personally, like, I haven't leased a car and, like, I've never... I'm like, I don't know, like, what's better, what's worse, or whatever. But I feel like even when people, like, Uber all the time and they're like, oh, I just don't want a car, I'm like, at least I'm, like, putting my money into something that I own rather than something that's just going to go away, you know?
Well, a lot of people, like, purchase cars like it's nothing. They have a new car every year or have, like, changing their cars every time. Like, when Hector and I, we purchased our car, we were thinking, like, long-term, okay, is this car going to be able to last as long as we want it to?
Yeah.
And that's what we were thinking about is, like, okay, what are our priorities as far as like what we want and what we need from the car? So when you're looking for a car, you definitely want to see, okay, is this going to be something fun for like the year or so, or if you want it long term.
Yeah, I don't have a car payment. And I was thinking about how like I was just thinking like a few years from now and like thinking about like rent and like where I want to live and whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm eventually going to have a new car. And then I was like, wait, because I've never had the car payment. I was like, I don't ever want to have a car payment.
No, you
ever.
Don't.
Like I would much rather like wait and like almost buy it in full.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like I'm like, I don't want to. No, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So for budgeting, I know that this is like so circumstantial. What are just like your best budgeting tips?
Honestly, when you start a budget, it can be kind of scary because of you, especially if you've never done it in the first place, and then you see like where all your expenses are going, like it can be overwhelming. But I definitely recommend just writing it all down and just like being like calm about it and then breaking it all down. And then if you come up to be negative and don't make as much as what you spend, then either removing some things or getting a second job or putting more hours at work. Like it's not bad to work. Like I feel like people now, like they don't want to work. They just want everything handed to them. So putting in hours, like if you have to miss things because you need to work, I mean, it is what it is. At the end of the day, you'll be able to pay for your bills. You'll be able to eat. But I recommend budgeting. Everybody needs to budget. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Like if you don't have enough or you have a lot of money, you don't need a budget. Everybody needs a budget.
Yeah, that's it's so funny because I was also talking to a friend last night and I was like, do you have any questions like specifically you'd want answered? And she was like just talking about like side hustles and like whatever to like make up that money. And she's like, but no one wants to work. And I was like, if I could tell you the amount of times I hear a day or someone texts me that they just want to post Instagram photos and make money, thinking that that's what I do. First off, it's like disrespectful.
Yeah.
Second off, I'm like, I have been doing this for 5 years.
Yeah.
You have no idea how much. I'm like, I have promised you that I've worked way more like hour wise and like the amount and like the thinking and the business behind it than like someone has like just like working their job. Like it's not like a bad thing. Like that's great. But it's also like, and I made that decision, like, it's awesome. I love what I do. But it's like, it's so much more work than like you don't just like randomly get Instagram followers and like make a photo. Like, and also even with that, there's so much more that goes into it. And so people are like, oh, I just want to do what you do. I'm like, cool. Like, good luck. See you in 6 years. Like literally, I'm like, it's like, what? People just don't want to do anything. And then people look at me and think that I don't do anything because they don't realize. And I'm like, that's fine. You can think what you want.
Honestly, it's kind of like stay at home moms. Like people are just, you're staying at home. Like, no, I like babysat my nephews. I have two nephews and a niece for like 3 days. And I was dying. I was like, this is a lot of work. Like, it's not easy. People just see things and the outside when they don't realize what's going on in the inside.
I was just thinking about like stay-at-home moms and stuff the other day because I was home for like, and my office is, I have an office in my house, so I work from there a lot, but I probably do like one day a week where I'm fully there and like I normally have like meetings or like the recordings or like workouts or whatever. So I had one day, no, I had like a few days in a row where I was like home the whole time and I was cleaning and like taking care of my dog. And like literally I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't know how, I'm like, I can't imagine having kids and having like, that's, I honestly think that's harder.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no,
I will
really
100%
is.
Have a nanny, 1000%. I will, like, I'm pretty much betting on one of my parents moving out here. And I think I'm working on my mom. Like, I think it can happen. And that they'll like be very involved.
Yes.
I'm like, there's no way
you
I can't do it.
You need to have a third or a second person to be involved. Because honestly, like I was there for 3 days. Like, to be honest, I didn't shower till the last day when they were all asleep. Like, how
when
do you do
time,
this?
When do you have time to do anything? And also I'm like, when am I going to work out?
Exactly.
I'm like kind of stressed about this.
Yes.
I also never want to be pregnant. So that's just a whole other thing. Like literally ever. Okay. Do you have any like as the last question, do you have any good like financial books, financial like podcast videos, anything that you would recommend to someone who's like trying to like kind of take like responsibility and like ownership of their finances and like learn more?
Yeah, honestly, I listen to Dave Ramsey. He's very like hardcore. Like it's just it's funny to me. It's entertaining, but he's right.
So when people say that,
but Dave Ramsey has like a lot of like books, and like they have the app as well, and his daughter helps too, and then they have like books for kids too so that they can learn.
Oh, that's cool. I know that.
So he has like a big business and he has a lot of products, so I definitely would look into his website and look at his books and what he has. Like I said, I love Dave Ramsey, and like he's guided me and helped me a lot as far as learning, so I definitely recommend him.
Okay, awesome. Also, her Instagram page. That's really good. It really is helpful. Like, I learn things. I, like, read the entire caption. And I don't even... I mean, I think I do. I like long captions on Instagram now. But I, like, learn.
I warned everybody in the beginning. I'm just, like, my first post was, I was, like, just letting you guys know this is going to be long, but it's
going to be informative. No, it's really good. Like, that's why I, like, because I don't read blogs, but I'll read an Instagram that's run as a blog.
Yeah, that's what you know? Like, I was initially going to do a blog, but I'm, like, everybody's on Instagram. It's right there. So I was just like, I'd rather just do it here. And if they want to read it, then it's there.
And like, if it turns into a blog too, it turns into, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But yeah, no, I love it. It's going to be in the show notes, but thank you so much for coming on. I feel like this is very informative and helpful. You did a really good job.
No, thank you. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. So that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. As always, the secret Facebook group will be linked down below. The Instagram, my Instagram, Mel's Instagram, everything. Love you guys so much. And I will talk to you next week.